know all. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know face the wrong.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here's Reach Radio. Welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the landing spot for all the coolest real estate news and money-saving tips. We also deliver home buying facts and community reports for your edification. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Yeah, we'll get it down. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our precise clock-watching show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say if you're looking for a place to call home, and the marketplace is ready for you. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call your own. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. Toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number for housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Shanna Cooper is here with the latest from the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach County. She has some odd facts that might surprise you. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and maybe some news that shouldn't be news. Stay tuned for that. And then after the news, a loyal listener who goes by the name of Lloyd shares his personal Reach success story with you and us. For more details, stay tuned. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder can smell a scam a mile away, or a smile away. Stay with us and we'll see what his nose knows. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He has some paver tips that will help you enlarge your patio at little expense. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And you can check out the properties at www.reachforhousing.org and click on Property Listings. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. And here with the latest headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, that guy sitting right over there, hey. Steve Cody.
Thank you very much. First off, it's Father's Day weekend. We have a large assemblage of dads right here in this room. So to you guys, happy Father's Day, and everybody in the listening audience, too. All right, here's the news headlines. The residential real estate market, now at its midpoint in 2015, is on track for its best year since the peak of the housing bubble in 2006, according to Realtor.com. Mortgage loan borrowers who stretch the truth to the breaking point on applications on items like occupancy status might feel like it's harmless, but lenders say those little white lies constitute fraud. Florida still has more homes in foreclosure than anywhere else in the country, but the number of closed cases rose sharply in May. Banks took back over 3,100 homes that will be on the market sometime soon. Palm Beach County Commission is considering approving two tax-free bonds for affordable housing projects in the county. And there's also good news for all low-income Floridians looking for homes. Lawmakers appropriated $175 million towards the Sadowski Affordable Housing Trust Fund. That's the highest level of funding in 8 years. Also, we have a court case on Monday that's a fight between a man, his tiny little puppy, and a huge conglomerate that runs a condominium management company. Also, we're going to let you know about long-term loans, and I have one of those stories that also makes you go, "What?"
Huh?
That's coming up during the headlines or during the news at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, I like that stuff. Okay, when we return, Shanna Cooper joins us with an amazing story about the children in Palm Beach County. You're not going to believe what she has to say, folks. You got to stay tuned for this. We'll be back shortly, so don't go away. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
No home, I know place wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you done with renting? Do you want to lower your monthly payments? Well, who wouldn't? Then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, July 19th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is August the 23rd. You get it, folks? We do these every month. Every third Sunday of the month is when we have our workshops. The next Miami Kindle class is July 12th, and their next first-time homebuyers class is August the 9th. So lots of classes and dates to choose from. Registration starts at 12:30 down here in Miami. The class starts at 1 p.m. Now, there is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes beverages and drinks and all that good stuff. If you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door. Folks, these classes are limited, and they fill up fast. So get your name on the list so you have a seat when you get there. For more directions and additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you would like to qualify for government assistance and get big discounts from the banks. And once again, as we always say every week, a first-time home buyer, defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So check that out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, for the last 9 years, our first guest has been the Public Information Officer at the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach County. And in a previous life, she was a reporter for the Sun Sentinel covering health and social services and child welfare issues. Shauna Cooper, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is great. I'm glad you could come on. How about telling our folks here just a little bit about the Children's Services Council and what you do?
Sure. The Children's Services Council is a special purpose government. We're a local district just covering the county, and we provide leadership, funding, services, and research on behalf of the county's children so they grow up to be healthy, safe, and strong.
Oh, that's great. So you take them from cradle to 18, I guess, right?
We do. We focus mostly on early prevention and early intervention services, but we do have services for children and families prenatally to age 18.
Right. Now, you've had some great successes in that. I was reading through some of the information, and you have actually lowered, not the birth rate, but the defects, the birth defects, because of the good prenatal care that our mothers are getting now because of you.
Right. Infant mortality has definitely been dropping as the years have gone by, and it's partnerships. It's us, it's with the health department, and lots of other agencies. We all work together to ensure that mothers, that pregnant women, get access early to prenatal care so that their babies are born healthy.
What's the biggest mistake all young mothers make when this happens? They get pregnant and they go, oh, well, what am I supposed to do? Is that what happens?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think that I wouldn't say that there's a mistake. I think what you would say is that if you're pregnant and you're not sure where to go, there's always services in the community, and you should get medical care early and often to ensure that you're healthy.
Did I use the word mistake? I'm sorry. It was mistake. M-I-S-S-T-A-K-E. You did a mistake. But that's all right. There's someone there that helps out and takes care of the of those that need help, and that's what we're supposed to do. What is the National Summer Learning Day all about?
National Summer Learning Day, which was celebrated yesterday, is an annual national advocacy day to raise awareness so that children keep learning during the summer, which is very important.
Hmm. Well, yeah, school's out for the summer, as Alice Cooper once put it. Why is that so important?
Well, research shows that during the summer, if children aren't receiving quality learning opportunities, they're likely to fall 2 to 3 months behind, particularly in core issues like math and reading.
Hmm, that's right. I understand that 4 out of 3 people have problems with math, so it's a good thing that that they do that. Oh, my gosh. That was yesterday. How did that event go?
Well, it went very well, actually. We had 2 separate events that we were doing. I'm sorry, that may be...
Is that the president calling in?
I apologize.
Yeah, I told him not to call during the interview, but he doesn't listen.
Sometimes they just don't listen.
That's
right?
It.
We had 2 separate events yesterday we participated in. One was at the Y in Boynton Beach, where the campers there did wonderful activities. They studied science. They studied making food and salsa. They did robotics. All different kinds of learning opportunities, and that was put on by Primetime Palm Beach County, which is an organization we fund, which provides after-school learning opportunities for children. And then the second event, we participated with the Food Bank, the United Way, Cross Ministries, and we donated thousands of books, and those books will now be distributed to sites where children receive food over the summer. So many children receive free and reduced lunch during the school year, but during the summer, they may not have opportunities to have that kind of food. So
right.
There are sites across the county where they can receive food.
I think just about every school, as our good friend Adam Putnam up there at the Agriculture Department sent out a little message last week saying all the schools are providing food and lunch programs for the kids to carry on through the summer. It's a pretty dang
good
idea.
Right. They're called summer break spots.
That's it.
Schools, camps, lots of opportunities. So where those children are receiving food, they'll now also be receiving books to keep their brains active and fed along with their bellies.
Yeah. Do you think that the reading segment of our society has sort of dropped off to the wayside with the video games and the internet and all that stuff? Reading's so important, and if we let that go, we've lost the battle.
It's certainly a challenge for parents. There's a lot of distractions out there, but all it takes is 20 minutes a day. If a parent sits down with their child or a caregiver, whoever that caregiver is with the child, and says, okay, 20 minutes, we've got 20 minutes. Read to me, I'll read to you, let's enjoy a book together. It's a great bonding opportunity.
Right, and that was one of my next questions. What can families do to keep their children, you know, academically fresh during the summer?
Right,
and that's
right.
It. Keep that reading going, right?
There's a lot of ways to do it. You know, there's directly sitting down and reading a book, but there's also things you wouldn't think of. Like when you go to the grocery store and you're running errands, you can talk to your child about how much does this bunch of bananas weigh or how much do you think this is going to cost. You can read street signs. You can pick up magazines and go to the library. A lot of museums have special activities going on. So as long as they're thinking and using that brain, reading, working on math in any way, it's going to help.
That's called critical thinking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, they don't like that. So where else can families turn to for more information about the Children's Services Council? We're going to give out your website here in a moment.
Right. They can definitely turn to our website. You mm-hmm. know, we fund more than 50 different programs in the community. So a family may already be receiving services from us or may have already experienced working with us. For the past 2 years, we've had something called the Happily Ever After Begins with Reading campaign. We partnered with the school district to distribute thousands of books to schools and to children in those schools. And the point of that was that the kids could, almost like a free book fair, they can pick the book that they want to read to build their home libraries. So we've done that 4 times in the past 2 years. We also have some other programs. We have our 10 Bridges programs. They're in 10 locations throughout the community. They're basically like little community hubs. And those bridges, they provide family activities, learning opportunities. Really what they offer depends on what the community wants. Sometimes it's GED and tutoring, a whole range of services. So if families are interested in that, they can look up the sites where our bridges are located and stop by and say hello.
Wow. You have got it going on over there at the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach County. The website for those good folks over there are www.cscc.org. PBC.org. Now, the CSC, obviously, Children's Service Council, and PBC, Palm Beach County. So www.cscpbc.org. Or if you're like me, the old-fashioned method works really great. It's 561-374-7570. 561-374-7570. I'd encourage you to check that out. And our reading programs, probably the most important. I keep thinking of the movie Matilda. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
She was a young child that just loved to read. And
yes.
It was an amazing movie. Folks, reading is important. You check out that website again, www.cscpbc.org. Well, when we return, we're going to look into the crystal ball and see what's happening over at the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach County and find out what they have coming up on their program. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We've been speaking with Shauna Cooper. She is the Public Information Officer at the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach. And as we said before in a previous life, she was a reporter for the Sun Sentinel. How cool is that, huh? Shannon, you still there?
I am here.
Okay. So how long did you work for the Sun Sentinel?
A little more than 6 years.
Okay, that wasn't such a bad prison sentence.
It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah. We used to work with you guys a lot. It was really great. So thanks for sticking through the commercial break there. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance. It came up on us real quick, so you know that's where we're at. So I said that we were going to look into the crystal ball and see what you have in the future for the Palm Beach County Children's Services.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, I probably can. Let me see. let me go back to the other page. Okay, what's going on in the future? What events do you have coming up over at the Children's Services Council there?
Sure. Well, during the summer, we work with our Bridges programs and with summer camps and prime time for the Summer Reading Partnership. So all summer long, children can be reading and receiving books through their Bridges programs. We also always have our educational programs for young children. So if you are interested in having possibly a home visitor come out and talk with you about how to get your child ready for kindergarten, or you have any concerns about your child's development, we have child development specialists that can come out and do free assessments. And to receive any of those services to see if you're eligible, the phone number for that is 888-634-7900. And if you're looking for services for your young child, we are here to help.
Okay, so that's 8888?
Right, 888-634-7900. Correct.
Okay, so the first number we gave was like the administrative offices there.
Right, that was our, I mean, you can call that too. We'll be happy to talk with you, but that other number is really the best for families who are looking for some services.
All right, so the help line is 888-634-7900. Again, you can visit their website at cscpbc.org.
Right.
So, again, I was looking over some of the statistics that you provide, and yes, the preterm infant fatality rate has dropped significantly as I'm looking at the numbers. So you guys must be doing something right.
Right. Well, the goal is getting the word out so that families know if they're expecting a baby and they need medical care, there are services out there for them. And if they go see their doctor as early as possible and often as recommended, they can mitigate any issues and keep mom and baby and the whole family healthy.
And that's really important. If you don't get your foundation built right, then the rest of the house will crumble. I see in Palm Beach County, 70% of children were deemed ready for kindergarten. And for those children, they received services from the CFC-funded programs. Nearly 72% were deemed ready. So an increase just by being involved with you.
Right. We have quality child care programs that we assist with. And those children in those programs have really done wonderfully. Those programs do a great job of preparing children so that when they reach kindergarten, they're not just ready academically, which is important, but they're also ready socially and emotionally. And what that means is, can they share? Can they walk in a line? And can they listen to their teacher? Can they sit for a period of time while a teacher is reading to them? Those kinds of important skills that help a child learn.
So, all right, nothing wrong with that. And again, no charge for these services. So, how do you look for fundraisers? How do you make your money?
We are funded with Palm Beach County property taxes.
We are
a county government agency separate from the county government. We're a separate special taxing district. That's how we're funded, and we were created in 1986 through county referendum. Voters chose to incorporate us. And we were just reauthorized in November of 2014. So that is how we were created.
That means you're doing a good job, right, when you get reauthorized?
I hope so. I believe so. I believe people in this county know how important it is that we invest in our children.
Well, we as Americans do a pretty dang neat thing. We take care of people that need to be taken care of, and we don't say too much about it. That's just the way we are. That's how we roll. And we appreciate you taking your time to come on and tell us about the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach County. Again, folks, if you need some help, you want a helping hand, 888-634-7900 gets the job done. Or the website, once again, www.cscpbc.org. Shannon, thanks for coming on and spending your time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll have you back again. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Lloyd, the loyal listener, joins us with an incredible housing success story. Folks, he's living proof that what we say here at Reach Radio can be accomplished. Coming up after that, Reach Radio's Hammer the Scammer segment will show you how to avoid scams in the real estate and other businesses. Sneaky scams coming up right after the news there. Then our house segment welcomes the pavers. Carlton Thompson says you can increase your patio footage as easily as ringing a bell. Find out more on that in our house segment. And then Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week is ready for your approval. Check out all the homes at reachforhousing.org. Remember to click on the property listings button in the blue menu bar. That's reachforhousing.org. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our award-winning Steve Cody. His news is so convincing, he'll make you return stuff you didn't steal. That's him, Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you there, Senor Jefe.
You bet.
The residential real estate market, now at its midpoint of 2015, is on track to be the best year since the peak housing bubble in 2006. This according to Realtor.com's chief economist, Jonathan Smoke. But as Mr. Smoke is quick to point out, this time it's not a housing bubble. That's because job growth is fueling most of the recent climb in demand for homes. More than 3 million jobs have been created in the past 12 months. As job growth increases, demand follows. Houses are selling more quickly. The median age of the inventory from homes on the market nationwide in May was 66 days. That's 8 days faster than last year. Some markets are even seeing inventory move in just 18 to 45 days. Medium home prices rose about 9% in April year over year. Homeowners are seeing strong gains in equity lately, as the real estate market's current level of growth total home sales this year could be almost 6 million, which is right near the peak of 2006. Mortgage loan borrowers who stretch the truth to the breaking point on loan applications on items like occupancy status might feel it's harmless, but lenders say those little white lies constitute fraud. Occupancy fraud is one of the most common lies from borrowers on mortgage applications. Lenders want to know if borrowers intend to actually live in the house they're buying or whether it's an investment property. If the home is not a primary residence, the person's chance of defaulting tends to be higher. The cost of a down payment and taxes and insurance are also considerably higher on investment properties than they are on a home. Lenders are getting better, though, at catching false occupancy claims, looking for red flags like borrowers who have mortgage applications pending elsewhere or somebody that has an unusually long commute distance between their property and their place of employment. Florida still has more homes in foreclosure than anywhere else in the country, but the number of closed cases rose sharply in May. Banks took back 3,172 homes in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties. That's a 91% increase from May of 2014, according to RealtyTrack. The rise in repossessions will help the struggling market to provide more options for buyers who continue to struggle in search for a home they can afford. Still, for the third month in a row, Florida has led the nation in the highest foreclosure rates. The Palm Beach County Commission is considering approving two tax-free bonds for affordable housing projects, including one with a related group. They're going to consider this at their June 23rd meeting. South Florida is in the midst of an affordability crisis, as we've told you over and over again. Over a million people are paying more than 30% of their annual income on rent, and most housing counselors say that's just too much. There's good news for low-income Floridians. Lawmakers approved $175 million towards the Sadowski Affordable Housing Trust. That's the highest funding level for that trust in 8 years. The $175 million includes approximately $70 million for the State Apartment Incentive Loan, or SALE program, to rehabilitate existing apartments in need of repair or to build new units for the elderly and people with disabilities. Next, we have a fight between a man, his tiny little service dog, and a property management company. Gary Davis, who is disabled, says his dog Yummy should be with him everywhere he goes, not only because he's his best friend, but because Yummy is a service dog. Now, Mr. Davis's attorney, Peter Porcaro, said that Century Village Management has banned the four-legged animal from certain parts of the property, and he contends that is not in compliance with the Americans for Disabilities Act. Mr. Davis doesn't like to go anywhere without his little dog. He said she's a lifesaver, and she helps him with his disability. But also, he has a card to prove that Yummy is a service dog. But Century Village Management Company, based in Palm Beach County, says Yummy's legitimacy as a service dog is in question, and they're taking Mr. Davis to court. His lawyer says it's a federal law. Century Village is breaking that law. Condo representatives haven't had a comment on the case. Mr. Davis's trial is going to start on Monday. Average long-term mortgage rates jumped this week to their highest levels this year, with a key 30-year rate topping 4% for the first time since 2014. Despite the recent surge, though, mortgage rates remain low by historic standards. A year ago, the average 30-year mortgage was 4.20. And a man who didn't want a bank to sell his foreclosed home tried to blow it up using a rather unusual explosive. Tyler Butler of Loxahatchee was arrested last Monday on charges of arson and using an explosive device, according to the sheriff's office arrest report. It started at about 10 o'clock last Sunday when several people called 911 and reported a house fire on the 85th Road North in Loxahatchee. A person also reported that a foreclosed home's past owner, Mr. Butler, was inside. Deputies arrived and they detained Butler after he left the burning home. As firefighters put out the flames, they noticed a bowling ball with what appeared to be a wick attached to it, according to the report. Yes, I'm not kidding. You heard right. A bomb that was apparently designed by Wile E. Coyote was found. A bowling ball with a fuse in it. The sheriff's office bomb squad removed the ball. Butler told deputies that he set the thing on fire using a cigarette lighter and that he poured gunpowder into the little holes in the bowling ball and used a rope as a fuse. Mr. Butler was held in Palm Beach County Jail on Monday in lieu of $75,000 bail. Yeah. And that, my friends, is the cartoon news.
That wasn't an Acme bowling ball, was it?
It had to be Acme.
Had to be
Acme. Acme has a monopoly.
This This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, it's been a while since Reach has given a testimonial. No particular reason why we haven't. The show moves along fairly fast, and sometimes we just miss the opportunity to tell you about a happy customer. Well, we're in our third year with the Reach Radio Show, and it's not because of us. It's because of people like you and Lloyd, our loyal listener, Lloyd. Lloyd, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. Sir, thank you so much for taking your time to come in today and tell your story. And it is an incredible story.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just so glad to be here. And it happened that I just happened to be going through the dials one day while I was sitting in my truck, and I happened to run across this radio station, and I just, you know, just got so interested in listening about real estate.
And yeah, what a boring subject, right?
Right.
Real estate. Hey, I'm interested in that.
You know, and it was just, you know, the conversation was telling me that if you're a veteran, that you need to, you know, come and find out what your veteran benefits could be. You might be able to get into a home. So I got curious, and I just...
So you've been renting up until this
Yes,
point,
I have,
right?
Okay. For years. Okay. For years,
yeah,
I've
for
been
years,
renting.
Yeah.
And I was just so curious about it. And me being a veteran, I was saying to myself, you know, let me see if I can get in the home. And I took the number down, and first thing Monday morning, I called the number, and they told me to come in. Come in and, you know, sit down and talk with them and see what they could do. Immediately, as soon as I came in, I mean, the ball started rolling. They, you know, checked my credit. They got my VA application and found out if I was eligible. They told me right there on the spot, yeah, you're eligible, that, you know, you have decent credit, good credit, and you need to, you know, get involved and find out, you know, basically what you want and what you're looking for. And they also told me about a class that they give that would educate me and give me a little bit more knowledge of what I want to get into.
That would be the first-time homebuyer workshop.
Exactly.
Correct? There you go.
Exactly, which was on a Sunday, which was convenient for me because I was off on the Sundays, and I asked them, well, you know, when do they give it? They said once a month, and that, you know, I asked them if I could attend, and they said, yeah, sure. So I came to the class, and they just enlightened me on so many things that I could do, and come to find out that I could do the VA, I had other opportunities in front of me that I could do, you know.
Other programs.
Exactly.
That you could qualify for.
That I could qualify for. So I knew that I didn't have to go just one direction. So since I knew that I had maybe 2-3 different ways, I said, I'm going to get some property. I'm going to get some property. If this one doesn't work, I know the other one doesn't work. And next thing you know, a month later, 6 weeks later, I started looking. I started looking at properties. First time I ever really actually started looking at properties. They telling me things, you know, I'm looking through the homes, walking through the homes and everything else like that. And I just got so serious about it because I realized right now that I could definitely have something for myself.
Yeah.
Then I was working with a great lady. Her name is Pat Tracy, along with her husband, Jack. They were just so wonderful and nice for me. And they was, you know, telling me about properties and, you know, just drive by, take a look at them. And then one day, out of the blue, Pat called me and just told me, said, hey, Lloyd, I have a piece of property. Would you like to take a look at it? And I said, sure, Pat. She gave me the address, and I wrote down the address and everything, and I walked by the property. And I'm telling you, as soon as I walked in that door, I said, this is mine. This is mine. This is it. And after that, I spoke to Pat again, and she says, they're going to get the ball rolling on this thing if I really like it. And I told her I like it so much, I want it. And the ball started rolling. The ball started rolling, and ever since then, and, you know, I did my paperwork. I took care of all the financial part that I mean, it was explained to me. I mean, you can't get it explained to you no easier. I mean,
right, it was pretty simple to
simple,
do, right?
And you're spoon-fed.
Yep. Spoon-fed, I like
know,
that, yeah.
Basically just step-by-step telling me, okay, you need to have this, you need to have, and I got everything, and we sat down, and they told me that, okay, we could have this done within 30 days, and I couldn't believe it. I'm still got the jitters. I really didn't believe it. until the actual day when I got the key, which was the first of this month, when they gave me the key to my first piece of property. I just couldn't believe it. I didn't have no furniture, no nothing. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, I slept there that night. I had to sleep there. I didn't need no furniture. I had to sleep there that night. I mean, I was just so happy. And I mean, and I'm still on that high because just putting your property in the way that you want it, you know, furniture, pictures, stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, it's hard for me to explain. But what I can tell you this is you need to get that class. If you're a veteran, especially,
right.
Just go down there and talk to Reach, and they will tell you so much things, so much information. You'll get so much education. And I'm telling you, I'm living proof that you definitely can get a piece of property.
Amen. And you did.
And
you know,
I
you're going to have to forgive Pat and Jack Tracy.
Oh, they're
you know,
great
they're,
people.
They're just made that way.
They're great people.
They can't do anything about it. That's how they are. I understand you got a little gift from Jack.
Yes, too. I did. I got a brand new AC unit.
Yeah.
I got a brand new stove. And in my closing, I got a gift of $1,000 to get some appliances. Now, I mean, I'm not going to argue with $1,000. You know, I'm going to take that gift.
Absolutely.
And exactly what I did. I bought a brand new washer and dryer, and I put it in there. And believe it, just come in home, and the AC's on. As soon as you get in the door, you don't know that, how that feeling is. So I got my AC programmed to, as soon as I get off of work, an hour before my place is cool. I'm already cool. I take off my clothes and go take my shower and just sit and look at the view. I got a spectacular view in my patio. I mean, it's so. I mean, I was talking to Alan and the guys here. I'm starting to listen to jazz now because it's so nice and quiet when I get home. You know, I mean, I'm just him. It's just tranquil.
You know, Lloyd, I have to tell you, are really a fantastic person. We have never met before.
No, this is our first time.
Right now, we were working in the Reach offices one day, and the phone rings, and it's Pat. You know,
yeah.
And who, you're not going to take a call from the executive director. Okay, mm-hmm. I took the call. Hello, Alan, somebody here wants to talk to you. And she handed mm-hmm. the phone to you. I didn't know what was going on. I said, hello, and this is Lloyd. And I'm thinking, Lloyd? Lloyd who?
Yeah.
You know, do I know a Lloyd? Yeah, I heard you on the radio, and I was listening to you, and Jack is handing me the keys to my house
right now,
and I wanted to call you and thank you.
Yes.
Well, brother, thank you.
I thank you, because if I didn't hear you on the radio that day, and you gave me, you know, just say, call this number. And I just, you know, said, let me try, because I've been out in the military for a while, and I don't know why I just didn't realize I still was eligible. And when I just made that call, and they told me, they took all the information, and I was eligible for my VA loan. And then when I came in and took the class, I found out that not only the VA loan was I eligible for, I was eligible for this, for that, for this, for that.
Tons of programs
right.
out there.
And I said, no, I got to get on board on this. And I stuck with it. Where I am right now, I'm looking for brand new furniture. You know, I got brand new appliances, so I might as well get brand new furniture.
What was the phone number you called?
The phone number was 855-487-3254.
Wait. That's too many numbers.
That's too many numbers.
Let's see here.
You did that. You got it wrong. Al. You handed him the wrong number.
You know what? I say this number every week for 3 years now. I don't need to look at the papers. So, folks, I just handed the paper to Lloyd. I said, read the number. And, yeah, there's an
you
extra number
exactly
on there.
You read it exactly the way you wrote it.
Yeah, you read it exactly right. You're already here, let's do that again. It's 855-487-3224. And that will be the
855-48-REACH.
Yeah, that's another one that'll do it. You have been an inspiration to us. Like we talked before the show started, I said, you know, Lloyd, we just talk into this little microphone. We don't know who's on the other side.
Right.
And for you to come in and tell us your story, fantastic. Thank you. You made our day.
Thank you. Thank
You've helped
you
a lot again. Of people too, Lloyd, because of your willingness to come here and tell your story. Because we can sit here all day and talk about all of the programs and everything, but people are rightfully skeptical about
sure.
things that may or may not be scams. And when a real guy like you shows up and says, okay, this one is cool,
yeah.
it helps a lot of people.
It does.
So thanks
I'm
for doing
you.
That.
And thank you guys for, you know, giving giving me the inspiration to go out there. And like I said, if I didn't listen to the radio that day and just say, let me call this number, I wouldn't be sitting in a condo, you know.
Yeah, man.
Chilling out in the AC.
You listen every week now, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I tell people. I tell people.
Curiosity kills what?
No.
Not
and
at all.
The guys that have VA, if you're a veteran, I suggest definitely take a look at this program. If you have a VA, you need to take a look at this program because you'll be so surprised at the things that's going on and the things that you just don't know about because you're not in the real estate business. But the people who are in the real estate business, they know about it.
Exactly. And that's why we tell everybody to go to reachforhousing.org and take a look at the property listing segment there. You'll see the latest properties that Reach has to offer, or you may call at 855-487-3224.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there and we must be aware. Let's check in with our show producer, Rick Snyder. What do you got this week, buddy, for
scams? Well, as always, giving out personal information on the phone or in an email, unless you're absolutely sure of who you're giving this information to, is forbidden. Don't ever give out your personal information on the phone or in an email. Don't ever open an email attachment that comes to you from someone you don't know. And never click on a link in an email from someone you don't know. I got one yesterday. This came from David Verdugo of SantaCruz.k12.az.us.
Oh, yeah, that's his real name.
You have a pending incoming document shared with you via Google Docs. Click here for secure message.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, I see it.
What the heck is that?
That's something you should throw in the garbage.
Santa Cruz Valley Unified School District number 35 with phone numbers. Click here for secure message.
Yeah, they try to make it look at it. That's it. Crumble it up.
Goodbye.
That's it. Goodbye.
We do have a couple of interesting scams that came to our attention this week. The big one right now is avoiding identity theft while on vacation. Stop your mail. Put a little card in your mailbox. You can get one at the post office or ask your mail delivery guy. You fill it out. It'll hold your mail while you're away. Beware of Wi-Fi hotspots. If you're taking along your laptop while on vacation, either to spend some leisurely time surfing the net or keeping in touch with family, watch out what you're hooked up to. Most Wi-Fi hotspots are unsecured. That means others can see what you're doing online. Choose your ATMs carefully. Vacationers, you're having a good time. That's the way it should be. But thieves know this, and they take the opportunity to steal your money or identity while you're distracted. One of the most common places they do this is at ATMs. Mm-hmm. So be secure around your ATM. Make sure that your valuables are secured either in your pocket or in a safe in the hotel where you are staying.
And if you don't be careful, you'll be changing the theme song to Ain't Got No Money instead of Ain't Got No Home. They will rip you off, folks. You really have to be careful.
And we want to bring this to your attention. This is not a scam, but something very important that we got from Lori Berman, our Florida state representative. The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration created the Look Before You Lock campaign. Get out of your car, look around, and make sure your child is with you. It takes 10 minutes for a car's temperature to rise over 20 degrees. Even if the outside temp is at 60, temperature in your car can reach 110. Heat stroke occurs when a child's body temperature reaches 104, and at 107 degrees, the internal organs begin to shut down, potentially fatal damage to your child.
Yep.
Turn around, make sure your child is out of the car, in your arms before you leave. Never leave a child alone in a locked car, even for 1 minute. Just going in for a minute. Take the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Put your cell phone, purse, or even your shoe on the back seat so you can't avoid opening the back door to retrieve your essential items. It's not a scam, but you will regret every second of leaving that child.
I put my wallet in the back seat.
There you go.
That way I know.
Don't tell anybody else that, Alan.
No, I won't.
They'll be looking for you. Don't give out your personal information on the phone or in an email. Don't open an email attachment from someone you don't know. And never click on a link in an email from someone you don't know. Let us together hammer the scammer.
Ooh, hey, let's do that together. You ready?
Right.
Here. That's it. We just hammered
the scammer. Ooh, what fun that is.
I'm telling you. Hey, listen, that's good advice, Rick. We're going to stick to that. I'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. You know, Lloyd is. He's sitting right here this Saturday. You know, you want to come on down and visit us at the show? I think we might be able to arrange that. Yeah. You know who to call, 855-487-3224. But we would like to thank Wayne Tebow. A hat tip to him. He's out at the Acreage Community Music Fest. He's working the Child ID program booth out there from 4 to 10. There's no charge to have your child's identification securely written to a CD and handed directly to the parent in case of an emergency. Check out the Child ID program today at the Acreage Community Park. It's located at 6701 140th Ave North in Loxahatchee. Wayne will be there from 4 to 10 p.m. Stop by and say hi.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
And now it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He is our resident pest control freak, and he'll be covering us with patio pavers. Carlton, welcome to the show.
How are we doing this weekend, Al?
Pretty good. Say, what is or who are the pavers? What is it, Nancy and Judy Paver or something like that? I mean, what the heck is a paver?
Paver is a fancy brick.
Yeah, very, that's good.
Very decorative brick.
Right. So they're easier. Now, we were talking about expanding your patio. You know, you want a little bigger area to barbecue on, and as opposed to pouring a concrete slab, the pavers seem like it'd be a pretty good answer, right?
Absolutely. It adds a tremendous amount of beauty to your home. There's many different ways you can put pavers in as far as patterns. You know, coming behind the scammer hammer, I'd like to make you aware of doing your homework, finding out some. There's different patterns, like a herringbone pattern. That pattern is going to cost you about 10% more just due to the waste because of that pattern.
Right.
So make sure you understand what your budget is, and, you know, maybe you want that pattern but can't afford it. So you got to weigh all that out and make sure that you're, you know, getting what you can afford.
Okay.
Pavers can get expensive quick.
All right. Now, that's – but not as expensive as pouring concrete, right?
No.
Uh-huh. Right. And if you pour the concrete, more than likely you're going to need to have a permit.
Yes, you will definitely need to have a permit to pour concrete. There's a couple different types of pavers. If you were putting in a driveway or a sidewalk or a patio, you can use the thick pavers and just put it in and be done. You can also take a thin paver and actually put it right over top of your existing slab.
Oh, that's
cool.
Which
makes it kind of interesting. Another thing you want to really look at is... find out who's going to do the work for you. Get some references. Check their work. Find out what kind of foundation they're putting out to put those pavers in. Because just like building a home, it all comes down to the foundation you build it on.
Right.
So if you don't have a good foundation in there and good base, it's gonna droop on you, sag on you, sink on you, crack on you.
That's right. Yeah, if they sag, they'll crack.
And break.
Right. Right. So I guess the important question is here, at what point do I need to call in a professional?
I would say I would go right from the beginning. I would look into it, find out who some reputable companies are out in your area that are doing that, and, you know, definitely get some references from them. Go look at their work. Go, you know, if you can, if you're in a neighborhood where, you know, you see the people out or can knock on the door and ask them about the work that they did, make sure that it's good quality work, because the one thing that's more expensive than putting pavers in is redoing pavers.
Exactly.
So do it right the first time.
Exactly. And where do you go for all your landscaping needs?
JohnDeereLandscapes.com. And a lot of people don't know it, but they are a huge distributor of pavers. They've got names of contractors for you there, and a lot of advice too. So,
oh, cool.
Check
so
it out.
John Deere Landscapes with an S .com. Very good.
Yep.
All right. We appreciate you calling in today and filling us in.
No problem.
When we return, you need a home? We have some, and most of them are more affordable than you think. Interest rates are still low. If there is such a thing as a bandwagon, now would be a good time to jump on one. Let's get with it.
Ain't got no home. I know.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Hey, welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. About ready to wrap it up here with this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. And you know, that's brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. You know what? Call her right now. Just to aggravate her. I think it's great. It's a Saturday. Give her a call. 561-351-8000. You know, over the past couple of years, REACH Radio Show has presented more than 100 properties to our listeners. And guess what? We sold every one of them, one at a time. We sold one to Lloyd, the lawyer, loyal listener. He's right here. You bought one of those homes. Okay. And REACH has added new properties to the listing page on the website, and you can go see them all right now. Go to reachforhousing.org and click on the property listings button. It's at the top of the page there in the blue menu bar, and take a look at all the houses that we have available. And there's a little search button on the side of the screen there, which allows you to look for certain properties based on price, location, number of bedrooms, whatever you want. It's safe and easy to use. Just type in www.reachthenumber4housing.org. That's reachthenumber4housing.org. And in the browser, and when you have safely landed, click on the property listings bar in the blue menu. And that's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Pat reminds you that home ownership is within your reach. Lloyd knows that. He's sitting right here. He just told you about it. So reach for the dream in 2015. Become a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now. Her number, 561-351-8000. Guess what? That's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We would like to thank our guest for stopping by. Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. You were great, man. Absolutely fantastic. Love to have a listener. Attention, realtors. If you missed our last Red Carpet Realtor event, remember the next one coming up is July 30th. You know who to call. REACH 48. REACH 855-48-REACH. We'll get that down there. And we also invite you to see the show website, reachradioshow.com. Thanks for listening. See you next Saturday, live from noon to 1.
Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.